You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Washburn County will make an effort to purchase a piece of real estate for a new county jail. The county's ad hoc jail project committee recently approved the decision to extend the offer after months of searching for a suitable location. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections had previously informed the county that the current jail in Shell Lake no longer met the agency's requirements, specifically its lack of secure access to the courtrooms and capacity. Washburn County elected to build a new jail at a new site rather than expand the Shell Lake facility. Western Wisconsin residents still have a couple of days to participate in Wisconsin Credit Union's annual Summer Food Drive. The food drive seeks to help kids who no longer have access to school meals. The organization announced that all of their offices will be participating in this year's Schools Out Summer Food Drive until July 19th. The company has offices across Western Wisconsin, including Eau Claire, St. Croix, Polk, Washburn, and Barron counties. Both non-perishable food items and monetary donations will be accepted through the food drive. Barron County officials are reminding residents that the deadline to pay their property taxes is coming up. 2024 postponed real estate taxes in the county are due by July 31st. Rice Lake residents must pay their property taxes directly to the city, and all other Barron County residents must pay them to the county. The Barron County Government Center on Monroe Avenue has a drop box near the main entrance where residents can drop off their payments. Information on payment options, status, and amounts can be found on the county website. Advertising in the race for Wisconsin governor has officially started. Earlier this week, Republican candidate Bill Berrien announced the purchase of about $400,000 of TV, radio, and online advertisements. Berrien was the second Republican to enter the field following Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, who has not reported any advertisement purchases with 13 months to go until the primary. Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he intends to seek a third term, but is expected to share that decision in the coming weeks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some safe camping tips with residents in case of severe weather. DNR officials say the state's parks and wildlife areas don't have the staff necessary to communicate critical weather information with thousands of campers, so residents should take some precautions themselves. Campers enjoying the outdoors should always remember to bring a weather radio with them in case they visit an area with poor cell phone service. They should also inform people where they plan to go and when they expect to return. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program. The goal of the program is to promote safe and ethical hunting across the state. There's a total of $75,000 available through the program, and grants can be awarded to both individuals and community-based organizations for projects like hunting-related expos or purchasing specialized equipment for public use. Grant funding applications will be accepted until September 15th and can be submitted online. Bayfield County residents are circulating a petition against plans for a cell phone tower in the town of Russell. The tower was proposed by Verizon Wireless and Tower North, and their application for the project is set to go before the Bayfield County Planning and Zoning Committee on Monday. Residents circulating the petition say the nearly 300-foot tower would be an eyesore in the area that strongly values its natural environment. The application states that the companies are trying to eliminate a gap in service coverage along Highway 13. Construction work on an over $6 million rehabilitation project for the Bong Bridge between Superior and Duluth is set to get underway on Monday. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the rehabilitation project will include concrete repairs, replacing streetlights, and painting the steel structures of the bridge. Transportation officials say construction work is currently scheduled to last through the end of November. The bridge will remain mostly open to traffic during the rehabilitation project, but will only keep one lane open in each direction. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again urging residents to ride their ATVs and UTVs responsibly as they see increased fatalities again this year. According to DNR data, there have already been 21 fatal crashes this year, a similar pace to last year when 40 were recorded. The state saw just 21 fatal crashes in 2022 and 32 in 2023. DNR officials say increased use of the vehicles has contributed to the increase in fatalities, as well as the overall number of crashes, injuries, and citations issued. The Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services has announced the distribution of over $36 million to fire departments across the state. The funding comes from the 2% Fire Dues Program, which requires insurers to pay 2% of the premiums they collect to the state for distribution to professional, volunteer, and hybrid fire departments. This year's funding through the program increased by nearly 12%. Fire departments use the money they receive for things like equipment, fire prevention programming, and crew training. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2009, Joaquin Phoenix acted really strange on an episode of The Late Show with David Letterman. The Gladiator actor appeared on the same stage in the same theater on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday and discussed his Letterman appearance, saying he deeply regretted it. During his previous Late Show appearance, Phoenix says he was parodying a character he was playing in a film that was about to be released at the time called I'm Still Here, a mockumentary about Phoenix leaving acting to become a hip-hop artist. Phoenix wore a dark suit and sunglasses and said little. He told Colbert he was hoping Dave would lacerate him after informing the Late Show staff that was how he was going to appear for the interview. In hindsight, it was a disaster. The Oscar-winning Phoenix called the interview and the entire experience a disaster and uncomfortable. I remember that night, and he's putting it mildly. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynnie P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they liked to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up, but it's true. I Know What You Did Last Summer leads the way of new releases this coming weekend. If you're in the mood for nostalgia, you can bring the kids, who might enjoy an updated take on one of your favorite thrillers from the mid-90s. The film will provide a nice bridge between Superman and the next big expected blockbuster release when Fantastic Four drops next week. I Know What You Did Last Summer is pulling a not-so-terrible-for-a-teen-thriller-movie 50-ish on Rotten Tomatoes. There are already some good family films out there like How to Train Your Dragon and Lilo and Stitch, and you might want to take a look, as this week's new release on the family front is The Smurfs, and only drawing 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. A24's Eddington also hits theaters this weekend. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal as a sheriff and mayor who face off in a small town in New Mexico. The film is nabbing a 67% on Rotten Tomatoes and might be worth a look based on cast alone. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cool day by summer standards with increasing clouds, highs right around 70, an outside chance of a shower later in the afternoon. Showers and a few storms becoming likely tonight. We'll have lows in the upper 50s, partial sunshine on Saturday with a high of 74. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.